Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, October 15th, 2007. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and on this beautiful Monday morning, we have prepared and now desire to share a message, although we know it will be listened to over the next several days and beyond as well. I'm going to point out that due to the historical detail that is a result of my study and is really needed for today's devotional, it's just a little longer than normal. The spiritual challenge is summed up in the last several paragraphs. Today the message is titled, The Big Picture, and the other obscure scripture text we want to share today is from Joshua 24, verse 32.
And Joseph's bones, which the Israelites had brought up from Egypt, were buried at Shechem in the tract of land that Jacob bought for 100 pieces of silver from the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem. This became the inheritance of Joseph's descendants.
I periodically write about how Brooksine and I find spiritual value and needed perspective when walking through a cemetery. We consider how generations come and go, as we note inscriptions on the tombstones. The other evening we took a walk and passed through the old church cemetery right up the road from our home. Many of the tombstones there are very old, but we also walked past the freshly dug grave of our friend Craig Heisey, who we referred to in a message last week. We paused and considered our various times of association with Craig. We both remember his big smile.
We like to look for evidence of faith in God expressed on tombstones, and this particular cemetery has several with statements made such as, made righteous in Christ, saved by grace, and so forth. Our favorite happens to be the epitaph on a tombstone of evangelist D.L. Moody, Northfield, Massachusetts, that declares simply, He that doeth the will of God abideth forever.
Several years ago, a major desecration by Muslim extremists took place at a sacred Jewish site called Joseph's Tomb. Up until this time, I was not even aware that the location of the tomb of Joseph was even known, or that it still had any significance to devout Jews. But I shouldn't have been surprised. Allow me the opportunity today to trace its history in the Bible. It's one more incredible way in which the ancient events of the Bible are having a bearing on modern man.
Well, Joseph, the clearly favored son of the patriarch Jacob, is well remembered for his coat of many colors. Many of us will remember from our childhood memories how the plain flannel graph board suddenly brightened with many hues of color as a Sunday school teacher added the coat of many colors visual aid to help us remember and treasure this timeless story. I can still see it in my memory of Sister Wise putting that on the flannel graph, and it always intrigued me. Well, the suspense builds as Joseph gets sold into Egyptian slavery by his jealous brothers, and through a series of providential events, he becomes the prime minister in Egypt, prospering immensely. But he never loses his identity, nor does his heart wane, and because of this, God raises him up for the deliverance of the fledgling people of God.
Joseph knew where his real home was, and just prior to his death made this very explicit request. And I'm quoting from Genesis 50, verse 25. And Joseph made the sons of Israel swear an oath and said, God will surely come to your aid, and then you must carry my bones up from this place. End quote. The truths of God were transmitted orally in those days, passed down from generation to generation before Moses first placed the scriptures in written form.
Well, Joseph surely was aware of a very specific promise made by the Lord to his great-grandfather Abraham. And I quote from Genesis 15, 13, and 14. Know for certain that your descendants will be strangers in a country not their own, and they will be enslaved and mistreated 400 years. But I will punish the nation they serve as slaves, and afterward they will come out with great possessions. End quote. This promise was made even before Abraham's son Isaac was born.
long after Joseph died, and the people of God were, of course, enslaved and being delivered by Moses, they were ready to pull out of Egypt during the Exodus. Moses remembered this important request and acted to fulfill it. We read that in Exodus 13:19. Moses took the bones of Joseph with him because Joseph had made the sons of Israel swear an oath. He had said, "God will surely come to your aid, and then you must carry my bones up with you from this place."
Well, somebody had to haul those bones around. First across the Red Sea and through the wilderness for 40 years under Moses, then across the Jordan River, and all during the time of conquest under Joshua. Finally, after Joshua died, they took care of an old promise by laying these bones to rest as recorded in our daily text. And for some 3,400 years, this tomb has been a place of remembrance for faithful Jews.
What motivated Joseph? After all, when he made the request, he had become very comfortable in Egypt. He was revered by both the Egyptians and the Israelites, who were at that time honored and welcomed guests of the Egyptians.
Well, the answer is found in the only biographical statement made concerning Joseph in Hebrews 11, also known as the Great Faith Chapter. Verse 22, "By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions about his bones." Well, Joseph, by faith, saw the big picture. He knew where his real home was as a great-grandson of Abraham.
I believe one of our biggest faith challenges on this side of eternity is keeping the big picture our major focus as we journey below. This is true when times are good and when times are tough. By faith, we who have trusted in Jesus are also children of Abraham. That's in Galatians 3, verse 7. Today, let us, like Joseph, by faith, keep the big picture and align our priorities accordingly.
Let's pray. Father, there are so many attractions this world has to offer that rival for my devotion. As I keep my priorities aligned with the principles learned from studying your holy word, I will reject those which tug at my heartstrings, causing me to lose sight of the kingdom of God. I desire godly discernment day in and day out in the choices I make so that I remain faithful and fully devoted to you, Father, in my Christian walk. I ask for your help in the strong name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine, for sharing that with us today. Thank you, podcast listener, for listening. And I know I can detect a bit longer as I projected than usual today in our message. Let me just point out our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. We do have some additional notes, suggested song today, the song by Graham Kendrick, "Knowing You," also known as "All I Once Held Dear," which just came to my mind as I prepared this. Several photos up on the site today. I do have a photo of that act of desecration by the Muslim terrorists back in, it was actually the year 2000 in October when that took place. And I have a picture up of my grandfather and great-grandfather, and note about them as well. If you hear us continuing to be a bit distracted right now, my cat is determined to jump up on the desk as we work, but I keep reaching to get her off. Well, you're listening to two very real people on a very real Monday morning right now. We're not in any studio. Let me see if there's anything else I wanted to share on our regular. I don't believe there is. I did point out Monday or Friday that I have a new post up on my humor blog, a different form of writing, an actual prayer request we received early in our ministry in a little church in southern Missouri. You can read about that. There's a link directly from today's site. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful and be encouraged.